Washington County Little League All-Stars are on the air. Today's game, Washington County versus Burlington County Minor Softball, is made possible by Woodson Lumber Company, H-E-B in Brenham, Batters Bar, Kiki Egg Farm, Thura Creamery, Christ Lutheran Church, Guadalajara Mexican Restaurant, Bowman Insurance Agency, Area 56 with Peter Frame Real Estate, A1 Quality Plumbing, Texas Farm Credit, Whataburger in Brenham, Salmon and Associates, BBR Materials, Wayne College, Cody Real Estate, Keelan General Construction, Washington Animal Clinic, Granite Industrial Group, Burton Friends and Neighbors, Citizens State Bank, Plan North Architectural, Mr. Gaddy Pizza in Brenham, Double D Glass Service, Blue Bonnet Petroleum, Kane H Portable Toilet, La Roche Chevrolet GMC Hewitt, Bank of Brenham, Paul York Construction, DDM Pipe and Steel, Branded Graphics, Mr. Windshield, Felder's Buy and Buy, Seidel Trader, Green Duck Service, Private Financial, Belisky Water Well Service, La Morella's Meat Market, Pro Auto Supply, J&J Packing, Jared Tile, and Brenham National Bank. We'll go to the field for the pregame with your host, Doug Brown, after these words from our sponsor.
In Texas, every season is grilling season, but the days are longer. We know you're just itching to have a good old backyard barbecue with your friends and family. Luckily, H-E-B makes it easy. Make just one stop when you're shopping for those summer parties. Grab steaks, hamburgers, hot dogs, buns, drinks, and sides all in one place. That way you can hurry back to the fun in the sun. Make H-E-B in Brenham your summer headquarters, located at 2508 South Day Street. No store does more.
It's the first day of the first grade, and she found a new best friend. It's a laid-back Sunday afternoon you wish would never end.
The homemade taste of Bluebell and good friends gathered round. The good old days are being made right now.
Her original gold-rimmed homemade vanilla. The country's gold standard of ice cream flavors since 1969. Its hand-cranked taste takes you back to simpler times. That's why we put the word home right on the carton.
The good old days are being made right now.
The good old days are being made right now.
Look for Bluebell ice cream at all Walmart Supercenters.
There's never been a better time than this summer for a metal building project. Whether it's a new steel roof, a storage building, workshop, barn, or barndominium, DDM Custom Metal Buildings in Brenham and Bastrop are here to help. For over a quarter century, DDM has been turning ideas into reality across Texas by fabricating metal building components. Their staff can explain the many options available for style, panels, color, and roof design. Explore the possibilities with their interactive design demo at ddmbuildings.com or visit DDM Custom Metal Buildings location in Brenham or Bastrop.
All right, as we come back here, they're introducing the Washington County starters on the field, and then they'll be introducing the Burlington County All-Stars. Doug Brown with you here on this, let's see, where are we at? Tuesday evening. I had to stop and think, and for this game, Washington County taking on Burlington County. Now, if Washington County wins tonight, they are the tournament champions. If Burlington County wins, then they come back here tomorrow night and play one more winner-take-all tournament championship game. And
got starting off number 9, Avery Balboa.
So they're introducing the respective players and the winners. Looking to try to move on to the sectional tournament, which that'll be held starting July 5th. And that'll be over at Elgin as the host there. And so we'll,
40, Virginia Herrera.
If Washington County makes it, of course, we'll be following them there.
Number 1, Carly Shepard.
And they're introducing the Burlington County players. They're taking the field. And shortly we'll have our national anthem.
Olivia Zamora.
And just a reminder, the Little League International Tournament game is presented by KWHI Radio under the authority of Little League Baseball and Softball and may not be rebroadcast or retransmitted without the express written consent of Little League International, South Williamsport, Pennsylvania. Visit Little League online at www.littleleague.com.
Number 13, Macy Lewis. Adrian Shepherd.
All right. So here we go. We're about to do the anthem here.
We will now have the national anthem. Please stand and hold up your hats.
One
pause.
Is Whataburger's Honey Barbecue Chicken Strip Sandwich a work of art? The three chicken strips covered in melted Monterey Jack cheese are a study in contrasts and surprise. And the honey barbecue sauce, while at first unexpected, becomes a sweet delight to the senses. Plus, there's the two thick slices of Texas toast that are the canvas for this tasteful creation. And you can eat it. How about that for a masterpiece you can really bite into? The Honey Barbecue Chicken Strip Sandwich at Whataburger. Just like you like it.
In a world where plumbing issues have you drained, call a company that can provide same-day service, free inspections, estimates, and A1 quality plumbing service. A1 Quality Plumbing in Brenham can do just that. Whether it's for residential, commercial, or even an emergency. With over 25 years of experience, they do repairs, remodeling, and new construction. Call 830-1877 today. That's 830-1877. Or go online to a1qualityplumbers.com. Family owned and operated. License number RMP 15749.
The Blinn College District is proud to support Washington County students on the field, on the court, and especially in the classroom. With the Blinn College Washington County Scholarship, eligible Washington County residents who recently graduated high school can receive up to $1,000 in tuition support during their first academic year. The scholarship is open to part-time and full-time students, and you can take classes online or on any Blinn campus. So learn more today at blinn.edu/scholarships.
For quality water well pump repairs and new installation, call Steve at Bilski Water Well Service at 979-830-1298. They'll get your water flowing again, no matter the brand of pump or tank. They can even improve its taste and use by installing an iron filter or water softener. Bilski Water Well Service offers trenching service and free estimates on new wells. Get the best water out of your water well. Call Steve at Bilski Water Well Service at 979-830-1298. No job too small.
Back we go. And it's Caroline Summer to lead things off for Washington County here in the top of the first inning. And she'll be joined by Presley Allen and Charlie Majewski. And for Burleson County in the circle, it is Jacinia Herrera. As Summer swings and misses at the next pitch. She got 2 balls, 1 strike count on her. Summer has started all three games as the pitcher and leads the team with 13 hits. She's got a .765 batting average here in the tournament. And, of course, her dad, Sam Summer, the team manager. And she's going to add to that hit total as she puts this one in right field for a base hit. And now that's going to bring up Presley Allen. Presley Allen playing first base here this evening. One of the power hitters on the team. Also is the second pitcher on the team behind Summer. And pitch strike call. Summer going. Throw down a second. And she's in there easily. Allen came in to pitch with the bases loaded and tie game in the fifth of their semifinal game against Burleson County. Got a strikeout and then pitched the sixth inning to close out the win. And she hasn't allowed a run in 4 1/3 innings. Pitches foul back, and it's 0-2. And swung on and missed. And Allen down on strikes for out number one. And that's going to bring up Charlie Majewski, the shortstop. She had a big two RBI single against Sealy in the first round bracket game. And, of course, her dad, former Brenham Gubb, Blinn Buccaneer, and Texas Longhorn, Dustin Majewski. Dustin, of course, I think it was last year, got inducted in Longhorn Sports Hall of Fame. And pitch is a strike called on one. And, of course, how about before we came on the air here, the big breaking news tonight. One day after leading Texas A&M to the national championship game against Tennessee, and head coach Jim Schlossnagel is bolting A&M and heading to Austin to be the new coach of the Longhorns. Pitch swung on and missed, 0-2. I mean, I'm just, when I first heard that, I thought, oh, this has obviously got to be a joke. And no, it is turned into reality. And pitches up high for a ball, 1-2. And down low ball. 2-2 on Majewski. Runner third, only one down here, top of the first inning. And swung on and missed. And Majewski down on strikes. So after allowing the leadoff hit to Summer, Herrera has come back here and struck out the next two batters. And that's going to bring up Bell Schrader. Schrader, power hitter. He's got a couple of doubles here in the tournament. Incredibly strong arm out there in center field. And this one back over the middle. Is it going to get through? Yes, it does. And Summer scores to make it 1-0 Washington County. Schrader just bounced that one back over the middle and just went right through into center. Now that's going to bring up Tegan Wilson, the third baseman for Washington County. Wilson hitting .714 in the tournament. She's got a double, a triple, and a home run. And Herrera's pitch, up high for a ball, runner going. And throw down, and she is. They call it, she's out. And I think we're going to get an appeal here. Yeah, we're going to get an umpire review here. Washington County manager Sam Summer out. Umpire explaining his ruling, and apparently it's going to stand. So in the inning, Washington County does come out with one run on two hits. There were no errors and nobody left on. We go to the bottom of the first. Washington County leads it 1-0. Back after we hear 60 seconds from, or excuse me, let's hear 2 minutes from our sponsors.
Your home is probably your most valuable asset, and it's filled with many things that are important to you. That's why having good insurance at a price you can afford is so important. At Wellman Insurance Agency, that's our goal, not just for this year or next year, but for many, many years to come. We value the relationships we develop with our clients, finding them the best homeowner's insurance at the lowest price. As an independent insurance agency, we work for you, and we want your business. For a location nearest you, visit WellmanInsurance.com.
Double D Glass Services is your residential glass service provider in Brenham. Do you need glass fixed or replaced? Then Double D is the place. Whether it's shower doors, mirrors, tabletops, window screens, replacement windows, or stock glass, they have you covered. Visit their Facebook page to see before and afters of their previous work. For more information and estimates, call David Drain at 979-830-7938. Double D Glass Services in Brenham congratulates the Washington County All-Star teams playing in the Little League District Tournament.
Since 1933, we've been your hometown bank, serving you and the community, better banking the way it should be.
Brenham National Bank supports our Washington County Little League All-Star teams. Good luck in your tournaments, and we hope you make lasting memories along the way. Brenham National Bank, member FDIC.
Serving the community, looking out for you at Brenham National Bank. That's what.
Felder's Buy and Buy put the convenience in the term convenience store. When you're in a hurry and don't have time for the hassle of a large grocery store, head to Felder's Buy and Buy at 2111 South Market in Brenham. They offer grocery staples like bread and milk, snacks, fountain drinks, ice, lottery tickets, and top quality Shell gas. Need to cash a check? Take advantage of their check cashing service. And it's so fast. Park right at the door, run in, buy what you need, and say bye on your way out. That's Felder's Buy and Buy, the convenience store.
All right, for Washington County, Caroline Summer in the circle. She's going to be working at Paisley Meyer behind the plate. And the first pitch is a strike call on Avery Balboa. Right side of the infield for Washington County, it's Presley Allen at first, Addie Sebastian at second. Left side, Charlie Majewski at third, and Tegan Wilson, or excuse me, Charlie Majewski at short, Tegan Wilson at third. Pitch is fouled away, 0-2. Into the outfield, it's Bell Schrader in center, flanked in right by Finley Youngs, and in left by Kinsley Haferkamp. And so an 0-2 count on Balboa. And this one, a line drive, and that is going to be caught by Majewski for out number one. Had that perfectly positioned. And that'll be Kagan Kotali batting. And pitch is inside for a ball, and it's 1-0. And the pie for a ball. 2-0 count. And swung and a miss. 2-1. Good pitch there inside. Kotali couldn't catch up with it. And that one low skips away from the catcher. And it's 3-1. So now Summer got to be careful here.
Go, Caroline, you got this.
And in there for a strike, 3-2. Full count now on Kotali.
One more, Caroline.
And that one outside, ball four. And Kotali will take the walk. That'll bring up Braley Palaszczuk. And good turnout from both sides here tonight, taking in this one. Yeah, Belichick batting here. Somebody making sure everybody's in position. And that one is going to be fouled over, and it's going to hit on top of the Washington County dugout and go foul. Washington County in the first base dugout this evening, while Burleson County's in the third base dugout. Yeah, that one down low, a ball. One ball and one strike on Palaszczuk. And that one up and in the ball. 2-1 count. And next pitch coming, and that's outside the ball. 3-1. And Summers' next pitch, inside, down low, ball 4. And Palaszczuk will take the walk on down to first. And that'll bring up the pitcher, Jacinia Herrera. Washington County with a 1-0 lead. In the bottom of the first, and Herrera swings and misses. Well, it looks like they might be moving, so they throw on down the third. But the runners retreat back to their respective bases. You have runners at first and second, one out here in the inning. This championship game. And that one sent high fly ball out to left, and that is up against the fence. That's going to get at least two home. And that's going to be a big two-run double for Jacinia Herrera. Yeah, that puts Burleson County up 2-1. She just missed hitting that one out of here. And that'll bring up Carly Shepherd now. Yeah, pitch is a strike call, 0-1. And down low for a ball. One ball, one strike. And up high for a ball. 2-1. Swung and I missed. And it's 2-2 now. Summer got a bear down here. And swung and a miss. Got her on strikes. So that's two down now. Now she can just get one more out here and keep the damage to a minimum. Bailey Barnes, the batter. And they're going to get a runner for the pitcher, Herrera. Since Shepard just made the last out, she'll go in there and run. And swung and a miss. And it's 0-1. And Summer's next pitch. Down low for a ball, 1-1. And it throw down third, but I think the third baseman for Washington County, Wilson, wasn't expecting that. End up hitting Majewski, who was backing up the play. 1-1. Yeah, that's low. It's 2-1 now. Swung on and missed, 2-2. One strike away from getting out of this inning. And strike three called. That'll end the inning. But Burleson County comes up with two runs on one hit. There were no errors. And one runner left on. We go to the second inning. Burleson County leading Washington County 2-1. Back after we hear 2 minutes from our sponsors.
Looking to save money on your auto insurance? Dominant Associates, LLC in Brenham, your local agent for Germania Insurance, can help. Dominant Associates will take advantage of the many discounts available for auto insurance, like discounts for new vehicles, academic achievement, driver training, companion policies, and being claims free. To find out how you can save on your auto insurance, contact Dominant Associates, your trusted local Germania agent, at 310 South Bluebell Road in Brenham. Open Monday through Thursday from 8 till 5, and on Friday, 8 till 1.
Breathing, it's just what we do. But is the air you're breathing even clean? Do you even know? That's where we come in. Holly here for Green Duct Services.
Quack, quack.
Let us come in and clean your air ducts to reduce allergens, improve air quality, remove mildew, and increase energy efficiency. Our only job is literally to change the air you breathe. So give us a call today, 979-421-9191, to book your appointment or for a free estimate. You can also check us out, greenduckservices.com.
Tieleman Construction and Stegen Tieleman Plumbing, your hometown builder since 1956, have earned the reputation as one of the premier custom home builders in Washington County. They're family-owned and operated and known for their quality of materials, workmanship, and keen attention to detail. For custom residential homes, barn dominiums, remodels, and light commercial construction, choose Tieleman Construction and Stegen Tieleman Plumbing. Visit online at TielemanHomes.com to make your building's visions come to life.
Want to support a local business with local employees? Come to Brenham's Napa Auto Parts. Pro Auto Supply isn't owned by some out-of-state corporation. It's locally run by caring employees who not only are the best countermen in Brenham, but only sell high-quality parts so you won't get stranded. Hydraulic hoses made while you wait. Thousands of parts for your cars, trucks, and tractors, and a huge inventory of filters. Come see Brenham Napa Auto Parts at 1102 South Austin at 5th Street or call them at 836-1964. Napa keeps Brenham moving.
All right, and here we go to the top of the second inning. Washington County leads it 2-1. Burleson County leads Washington County 2-1. And it's going to be Tegan Wilson, followed by Addie Sebastian, and then Kelly Parker. And as we said, Wilson, I think 7-14 for the tournament since the caught stealing last, when she was last up, comes up here with a fresh count. And the first pitch to her is a strike, 0-1. It'll be Tegan Wilson, Addie Sebastian, and Kenley Parker here. I'm calling got an umpire conference here. Go to Sam somewhere out with the umpires and the Burleson County coach. Yeah, I think looks like it's an issue with the rosin bag. And so Herrera. With a 0-1 count on Wilson. Now ready to resume here. Yeah, that one up high for a ball. 1-1. Swung and a miss. And it is 1-2. Next pitch to Wilson. Swung and a miss and got her on strikes. Third strikeout now for Herrera. And that'll bring up Addie Sebastian. And the pie for a ball, and it's 1-0. Next pitch. That is in there for a strike, and it's 1-1. Swung and a miss. One ball and two strikes. And that one, a chopper foul up the third base side. Sebastian gave a good shot. One-two pitch. Swung on a miss and down on strikes. And that is two down now. That'll bring up Kinley Parker. And that one to the backstop. 1-0 count on Parker. We're in the top of the second inning. Burleson County leading Washington County 2-1 here. Coming to you from Mark Chapman Field and Sealy. Pitch foul away. That's going to get hung up in the trees there. Thankfully, it didn't clunk anybody on the head as they were going by. That one foul away. One ball and two strikes. And next pitch by Herrera. Swung on and missed and got her with a changeup. And Washington County strikes out all, or excuse me, Burleson County, Herrera strikes out all three batters she faces. And so we go to the bottom of the second inning. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left. It is Burleson County leading Washington County 2-1. Back after we hear 60 seconds from our sponsors.
J&J Packing Company in Brookshire is a USDA federally inspected wholesale and retail meat distributor specializing in pork products, fresh or frozen. Need a roasting pig or custom processing? Call J&J Packing at 281-375-6060 or place an order for your next barbecue or party. J&J Packing is a proud sponsor of the Washington County area sporting events. J&J Packing on West Highway 90 in Brookshire, Texas.
Being part of your local community really matters at CSB. That's why you'll find the same friendly faces you know and trust to greet you at our doors. For all your personal banking and business banking needs, stop by and see us. Citizen State Bank, local people making local decisions since 1925. Member FDIC.
And back we come here. And before we get back to action, just a quick announcement here. and then figure out where to put it. Here we go. Are your kids playing in a real Little League? Little League is the world's largest and most respected youth sports program with nearly 2.4 million children and more than 1 million volunteers in dozens of countries around the world. Little League includes baseball and softball programs for kids ages 4 to 16. There's a Challenger Division program for kids with physical and mental challenges, too. For those adults interested in starting a genuine Little League in your area, assistance is available from Little League International in Williamsport, Pennsylvania. For more information on Little League, visit the Little League website at www.littleleague.org. Summer into our second inning of work. Burleson County leading Washington County 2-1. It's Olivia Zamora batting. She'll be followed by Zoe Gosson and then Paisley Brock. Next pitch is a strike call, and it's 0-2. Left-hand batter, right-hand pitcher. That one down low ball, and it's 1-2. And take a swing, and shoot down on strikes. And third. Oh, wait, now they're sending it back. Yeah, no, they asked the base umpire. Said, yeah, she went around. It's out number one. Strikeout number three for Summer. And that'll bring up Zoe Gosson. And time's call. And I want down low for a ball. And the winner of this tournament moves on to the Section 1 tournament, which will start on July 5th. Pitch is taken for a ball. And that'll be hosted by the Elgin Little League. Pitch swung on and missed, 2-1. Summer can use a quick inning after a rough first inning. And that one up high into the backstop. That'll make it 3-1. And foul tip, that'll fill the count, now 3-2. And down low ball 4. And a walk to Gosson. And that will make it, that'll put one out and one on. And we're going to get a visit to the circle from assistant coach Amanda Dismukes. Paisley Brock the batter. Or it's Brack, rather. Summer's whacked up quite a bit of innings here at the tournament. And Brack gonna step in here. Pitch coming from Summer. In there for a strike. Good pitch. Swung on and missed, and it's 0-2. And a pie for a ball. 1-2. And strike three called. two down now with four strikeouts now for Summer. And that'll bring up Carly Prazel. Yeah, one outside for a ball. It's 1-0. Swung and a miss. 1-1. Good pitch there. Some are trying to battle back here. Swing and a miss. Dan, it's 1-2. And that one's going to be popped up. First baseman Allen over. And she will make the grab. Stumbling, falls over backwards, but holds on to the ball for out number three. Great play there. Presley Allen. And we head to the third inning. It is Burleson County 2, Washington County 1. Back after we hear another 60 seconds from our sponsors.
Kiki Egg Farm proudly supports the Washington County Little League All-Stars and would like to give a very special shout-out to number 4, Charlie Majewski. The owners at Kiki Egg Farm take great pride and satisfaction in providing your family with a healthy dietary option packed with protein and key nutrients. Look for Kiki Egg Farm's fresh eggs at your local grocery or convenience store and finer food markets. Congratulations and good luck to the Washington County All-Stars. Take state!
Experience business growth and success like never before with Branded Graphics in Brenham. As your ultimate marketing solution provider, they offer a range of services from commercial printing, signs, banners, and custom apparel to promotional products and marketing services. With their expertise, Branded Graphics becomes your trusted full-service branding partner. Visit BrandedGraphics.com and let them be the driving force behind your business's success. Branded Graphics wants to wish a special good luck to all the All-Stars from the Big Family in their district tournament games.
All right, as we come back here, we're heading to the third inning. And check over on the minor buzz there in the first inning over there and tied 2-2 with Columbus. We're keeping an eye on that tournament. Washington County has to win to force a deciding game tomorrow night. And if Columbus wins, they walk out the tournament champions. That's those games being played over at Linda Anderson Park in Brenham. And meanwhile here, we're here at Mark Chapman Field in Sealy. And for Washington County in this inning, it's going to be Kinsley Hefferkamp, Finley Youngs, and Paisley Meyer against Yesenia Herrera. And Herrera off to a great start. She looked really good here in the early going. And so Hefferkamp stepping up to the plate here. Next pitch, swing and a miss, 0-1. That one was coming up and in. Next pitch, and strike two just nipped the outside corner. And strike three called. Hefferkamp got looking. That is now four strikeouts in a row for Herrera, and she struck out six of the last seven batters she's faced. That'll bring up Finley Youngs. County leading Washington County 2-1. Pitch swung on and missed, 0-1. Swung on and missed, and it's quickly here 0-2. Let's go. And that one back to the pitcher, and Herrera put it, throws to first. That's two away. As Youngs is retired, and we have Paisley Meyer, the catcher. Two outs in the inning. And this one fisted up the right field side. First baseman was trying to get that one, and it's 0-1. That one down the line. Fair ball! Digging for two, and she will be in there with a stand-up double. Third inning. Yeah. That one fell back into the screen. Up there.
It's not going to work now.
Runner going, and in there safe is Meyer. And now Callie's Mutes trying to bring her home. And foul back into the screen. And outside for a ball. 2-2 now on Desmukes. Foul back. Two balls, two strikes, two outs here in the top half of the third inning. And strike three called. That'll retire the side in the inning. No runs, one hit, no errors, one left on. And we will go to the bottom of the third inning. It is Burleson County 2, Washington County 1. Back after we hear 60 seconds from our sponsors.
Seidel Schrader congratulates the members of the Washington County All-Star Teams. Your selection recognizes the hard work you put in during the regular season. Seidel Schrader has been providing quality tax, accounting, consulting, and audit services since 1967. They strive to elevate and serve others through their offices in Brenham, College Station, and Katy. And they've been recognized as one of the top regional accounting firms in the Southwest. Seidel Schrader wishes good luck to all the Washington County teams in their All-Star tournaments.
Want to support a local business with local employees? Come to Brenham's Napa Auto Parts. Pro Auto Supply isn't owned by some out-of-state corporation. It's locally run by caring employees who not only are the best countermen in Brenham, but only sell high-quality parts so you won't get stranded. Hydraulic hoses made while you wait. Thousands of parts for your cars, trucks, and tractors, and a huge inventory of filters. Come see Brenham Napa Auto Parts at 1102 South Austin at 5th Street or call them at 836-1964. Napa keeps Brenham moving.
Mm-hmm. And so here we go. It's bottom of the third inning. Burleson County leading Washington County 2-1. Michaela Collins, Macy Lewis, and Avery Balboa to bat here against Caroline Summer. And so Collins will step up to the plate here. And pitch taken outside for a ball. Oh, no, he called that a strike. And it's 0-1. And we'll take it. And a ball, it's 1-1. That one, just missing it. It's 2-1. And in there for a strike. Two balls, two strikes now. It's going to be a ball, 3-2 now on Collins. Summer taking a stop to walk around the circle. And strike called. And Collins caught looking. What a way to battle back there for Majewski. And now Lewis the batter. And that one foul back is 0-1.
You ready, Pete?
And the pie for a ball. No, he did call a strike on that. It's 0-2. We ain't complaining. The call goes in our favor. We'll take it.
Throw the ball now. Let's go.
That one fell on the right side. One ball, two strikes, one out. Next pitch. And strike three call. Down goes Lewis, and that'll be two away now. For Caroline Summer, she is And that one foul on the first pitch side. And so back to Balboa and swings and misses. We got an 0-2 count. Balboa flew out to left fielder first time out. Tonight, with a line drive to the shortstop.
So Caroline, bring it.
That one is going to be in the right field base hit. And they hold him to a long single there.
Oh,
Yeah, that'll. Yeah, that's a bring up Kagan Kutali. Ball again. And the 0-1. Down low ball. Runner thought about going. And strike called. One ball and two strikes on Kutali. And that one, wow.
Bring it again, Caroline.
One more, Caroline. Keep it right there.
Let's go, Caroline.
Got 11 out here.
And long again, two balls, two strikes on Kutali. Pitch from Summer. Swing and a miss. Counter on strike. No tie on the side. No runs, no hits, no errors. One hit, no errors. One left on. And we go to the fourth inning. We're halfway through this one. And it's Burleson County leading Washington County 2-1. Back after we hear another 60 seconds from our sponsors.
Plan North Architectural Company in Brenham offers a wide range of architectural services, including construction documentation, consultation, concept designs, master planning, interior design, city permitting, program management, and construction administration. Plan North, the architectural company passionate about creating spaces that are beautiful and functional. Plan North Architectural Company in Brenham proudly supports the Little League All-Stars. They hope you'll join them in showing support for the youth during the Little League All-Star Games.
Are you planning a home renovation or construction project? Look no further than Woodson Lumber. The stores in Brenham, Bryan, Caldwell, and Lexington are fully stocked with the best selection of lumber, building materials, doors, and windows. They have everything to bring your project to life, from top quality lumber to a wide variety of doors and windows. Their knowledgeable staff is here to help you every step of the way with expert advice and guidance to ensure your project is a success. Visit Woodson Lumber and let them help you make your dream home a reality.
And as we come back here, we're heading to the top of the fourth inning. And for Washington County, it'll be Quinley Sheffer, Caroline Summer, and then back to Presley Allen facing Yesenia Herrera, who has been dominant in the circle thus far here tonight.
Give all the good work, George. And Quinley, you got this. Go, Q.
Herrera.
Keep up the good work.
One ball, no strikes. Sheffer, Summer, and Allen. Allen in there for a strike. It's 1-1.
Come on, stay in there and take it. Yeah.
1-1 pitch. Up high for a ball. Two 1 pitch. Swung on a miss, 2-2. Shepard is trying to get aboard and get something started here for Washington County. They're down by a run here in the fourth. We're starting to run out of chances. Swung on a miss. Shepard down on strikes. Then bring up Caroline Summer.
Go, Caroline.
So, one out, nobody on. And pitch coming, swing and a miss, 2-1.
Make a pitch, Gene.
And that one up high for a ball. It's 1-1. That one swung and missed. And it's 1-2. One over second. Second baseman booted the ball, and she's going to be saved. And now we're going to press the Allen with a chance. Tie this thing up if she can get an extra base hit. Throw back in, and Summers steals second. That one popped away and fell. One ball, one strike, one out here on that one. She struck out the first time around. Allen steps back in, 1-1. That one down low, a ball. Let's fake a break, but don't go. That one gets away, and the runners will move up. And then, of course, the wild pitch. Three balls, one strike. And that's head for a ball. Wait a minute. And next pitch is a strike. Allen struck out her first time bat. One ball, two strikes, one out. We're in the fourth. Washington County trying to break through. They're trailing 2-1. Foul tip. A little higher than where we like it. 1-1, one out. That one foul up the first base side, almost in the Washington County dugout. Pitch. That's a powerful ball. Yeah, Majewski batting here. Three balls, two strikes. That one sent out a new shallow center. Let it go and throw to the plate, and she will score. And just like that, Summer scored another run.
All right, Bell, give it a ride.
And that one is going to be caught. And, wow, what a play there by the left fielder for Burleson County. The right fielder there for Burleson County, Keegan Catale. And she ranged over and got that one and robbed extra base hits. Washington County did get the tying run at home. And so we're halfway through this one, tied at two apiece. Back after we hear 60 seconds from our sponsors.
Everyone at Burton Friends and Neighbors Park invites you to support the Washington County All-Star teams this summer by attending their tournaments. Burton Friends and Neighbors is an avid supporter of the youth at Burton. That's why the folks with the Burton Friends and Neighbors work so hard building and maintaining the sports park in Burton. For more information about Burton Friends and Neighbors, call 451-3441. Go Washington County All-Stars! Here's wishing you a great season from everyone at Burton Friends and Neighbors Park Project.
Would you like to be part of something bigger than yourself or even Brenham? While we gather for worship on Sundays and Wednesdays like most churches, at Christ Lutheran, there is so much more to the story. Like the vast number of lives impacted in our region and beyond are responding to God's love and sharing what we have been blessed with. Want to make a difference or simply be a part of a community that cares about others and relationships? Come just as you are. Christ Lutheran, where everyone fits.
And back we come here to Mark Chapman Field in Sealing. Washington County coach is conferring with the umpire who's down the sidelines. And meanwhile, we're in the bottom of the fourth inning, tied two apiece. And it's going to be for Burleson County, Braylee Palaszczuk, Jacinia Herrera, and Carly Shepard. And this is for Washington County, this would be the championship. Washington County wins this game, it would be the champs. Burleson County has to win this one and then force a deciding game tomorrow night, which will be back here in Sealy at 7 o'clock. And Summer now ready for her warm-up pitches, and while she's doing that, actually, she just took the one pitch, so we're good. And so Belle Schrader will lead things off. I got the wrong team out here. Okay, let's backtrack that there. Okay, it's going to be Braylee Palaszczuk leading things off here in the bottom of the fourth inning. Palaszczuk, Herrera, and Shepard. This one could very well come down to the wire. Pitch fouled away. And 0-1 count. And pitch it down low for a ball. It's 1-1. Yeah, that one up high. Yeah, as Palaszczuk laid off the rise ball. And down low ball gets away from the catcher. Two balls and a strike. Yeah, as we're starting the sun go down a little bit, so starting to cool off a little bit, not a whole lot, but definitely better than what we were at the start. Foul tip. And that'll make it a full count. 3-2 on Palaszczuk. Palaszczuk walked and scored run number two of the game for Burleson County. That was back in the first inning. As she and Catale rode home on that two-run double by Herrera. And they're going to peel it for her. He said, yes, she did. And that's another strikeout for Summer. Let's see. That's now 8 strikeouts for Summer in this game. Great outing for that young lady. She had just a little struggle in that first inning, and since then she has been absolutely nails out there in the circle. And pitches out there a ball, 1-0. Herrera, 1-for-1 with a 2-run double. And that one bounced up there a ball. Yeah, swung and a miss. Good pitch there by Summer. And one ball and one strike. Yeah, that one's a ball. It's 3-1. And that one outside for a ball. And that is going to be a walk to Herrera. And let's get an update here from over in Brenham at the Minor Boys Tournament. And right now it is, they're in the bottom of the third inning. Columbus leading Washington County 7-2 in that one. So that score holds. Washington County will see their season come to an end tonight. They got to hurry up and battle back there. Still early yet, and still a lot of time to come back, but five-run deficit, not a good way to start. Pitch fouled away, 1-1. Already we got one team in the sectionals. The 11-year-old boys won their tournament last night in Caldwell. And pitch is taken outside for a ball. Two balls and a strike to Shepard. Be nice if we can get a double play ball, and it's going to be a bump back to Summers. He's going to throw to first, get the out. And almost had Herrera down there at second. That was a good sacrifice bunt there by Carly Shepard to get the runner over. And now with Herrera being the pitcher and there being two outs, Shepard's going to go in and run for Herrera. And that's going to bring up Bailey Barnes. And strike call, 0-1. And pitch is down low for a ball, 1-1. And fastball in there for a strike. Runner leaning in, 1-2. Summer looks her back to second. Yeah, that one bounced up there. Ball in the dirt, gets away. And the runner will move up to third base on the wild pitch. Now, if she could just get the out of the hitter, then she doesn't have to worry about that base runner. I'd say just focus, get the hitter out. And down low for a ball. Full count now on Barnes. And that one's going to be a fly ball out to left, and that's going to drop in for a hit. And Shepard will score. And Barnes is into second base with an RBI double. And that'll bring up Olivia Zamora now. as it's now 3-2 Burleson County. Swung and a miss, and 0-1. And strike call, and it's 0-2. And that one gets away. And on the wild pitch, Barnes is in the third. One ball, two strikes. This is where you get to see what your team's made of, because they're not used to being behind. Swing and a miss, and Zamora down on strikes. And that'll retire the side, but in the inning, Burleson County does get one run on one hit. There are no errors and one left on, and we go to the fifth inning. Burleson County leading Washington County 3-2. Back after we hear 60 seconds from our sponsors.
Mr. Windshield in Burnham is a proud supporter of the Washington County All-Stars. As a business in the Washington County area, Mr. Windshield prides themselves on giving the community the best service at the greatest prices. They can fix any repair, from a small chip in your window to quickly replacing your complete windshield or window. For all of your auto glass needs, call them today or visit us online at BurnhamAutoGlassRepairs.com. The Mr. Windshield crew would like to wish the Washington County All-Stars and their coaches good luck.
Collier Construction is pleased to be a part of the Brenham community and proud of the area youth. They support the local youth in their efforts to excel in all areas, whether it's in academics, sports, music, or drama. They send their thanks to the managers, coaches, Little League boards, and parents of Washington County for their time and support during the All-Star season. Collier Construction congratulates the All-Stars and wishes them good luck in their upcoming games.
Then there's this crap.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
As we come back here, and another update from the minor boys tournament over in Brenham, and it's not looking good there. Columbus has extended their lead now 10-2 in the third inning. And if Columbus holds on there, Washington County will be eliminated from the tournament. And Columbus will win the championship and go on to sectionals. And for Washington County here in the Here we got a close one. It's 3-2. Minor girls trailing Burleson County by one. And it's going to be Tegan Wilson to lead things off. Wilson followed by Addie Sebastian and then Kinley Parker here against Yesenia Herrera. And Herrera fires that one way high into the backstop, and it's 1-0. Washington County got to make a move here. They got six outs to work with. And that went inside for a ball. And swung and a miss, 2-1. Yeah, that one is a little flare out to first, and that's going to go foul. Two balls and two strikes. And this one is through and into left field for a base hit. Oh, left fielder missed it. It's a Wilson heading for second. And that's going to be a leadoff double for Wilson. Now let's see if that lights the fire here for Washington County. And that's going to bring up Addie Sebastian. And pitch fouled away. And pitch swung out and missed. Her fake break didn't go, and they're going to run her back to second. She really wasn't that far off, and so it's an 0-2 count on Addie Sebastian. That pitch taken for a ball, 1-2. And up high, 2-2. And that one, ground ball over to second. Throws to first, gets the out, but that's going to move Wilson over to third base. So Sebastian doing her job. Gets the runner over. Now let's see if Parker can get her home. And swung on a miss, 0-1. Foul away and towards the one of the adjacent fields. It's a really big complex that they got over here in Sealy. Was I think it's 5 fields total on the whole place here. Got turf on the infield and the outfields are natural grass. Pitches down low for a ball, 1-2. And tried a little trickeration there. Threw it to third, but the third baseman and then the second the shortstop was right behind there. And so she threw to the shortstop, trying to coax a break there from Wilson. Wilson not buying it, though, and stayed in. And 1-2. And swung on and missed. Runner coming home. Throws wide. And Wilson will score. Now what's... Okay, so it was a strike 3 on Parker, and then on the wild pitch, Wilson was able to come in and score. So we are now tied at 3-3 with Kensley Halferkamp batting here. And pitches down low for a ball. I'll tell you, just like the last couple of games for this Washington County minor girls team, this one might very well come down to the wire. And it's looking that way again, 3-3 here in the fifth. Down low for a ball, and it's 2-0. As we said, if Washington County can win, they're the champs. Burleson County wins, we come back here tomorrow night and do it all over again. And that one is fouled away. swung and a miss, and it's 2-2. And swung and a miss, and Heffercamp down on strikes. That'll retire the side. Washington County does get one run on one hit. No errors, and nobody left on. We go to the bottom of the fifth, tied 3-3. Back after we hear another 60 seconds from our sponsors.
The team at Texas Farm Credit supports local communities and agriculture with reliable financial services, and we are ready to support you as well. If you're considering purchasing a farm, ranch, or any place in the country, give Texas Farm Credit a call. We have been lending money for over 100 years, and we'll be around at least 100 more. We also offer lines of credit, home loans, and ag insurance. Call us at 836-2572, visit online at texasfarmcredit.com, or stop by our office at 1301 Highway 290 East in Brenham.
Summer's here, and you know what that means. It's All-Star season. Before you travel to the games, stop in a Guadalajara restaurant in Brenham and enjoy your favorite Mexican entree. Or eat the delicious buffet every weekday during lunch and Friday and Saturday in the evening. Having a team get-together to celebrate your wins? Bring your Little League team to Guadalajara and use a private dining room. The next time you're craving Mexican food, head to Guadalajara at 1308 Prairie Lee in Brenham. Hey!
And we come back here to the bottom of the fifth inning. We're all tied up at three apiece between Washington County and Burleson County. And just another quick reminder. Let's see. Are your kids playing in a real Little League? Little League is the world's largest and most respected youth sports program with nearly 2.4 million children and more than 1 million volunteers in dozens of countries around the world. Little League includes baseball and softball programs for kids ages 4 to 16. There's the Challenger Division program for kids with physical and mental challenges, too. For those adults interested in starting a genuine Little League in your area, assistance is available from Little League International in Williamsport, Pennsylvania. For more information on Little League, visit the Little League website at www.littleleague.org. And it's Zoe Gosson leading things off. First pitch is a strike, 0-1. It'll be Gosson followed by Brack and then Prazel here against Caroline Summer. All tied up at three apiece. That one sent into right field, and that's going to get all the way to the fence. Youngs hurries and throws it back in. That's going to be at least a triple. And it's overthrown, and she's going to circle the bases. We're an inside the park home run. And Burleson County leads it 4-3. That'll bring up Paisley Brack now. Yeah, that one up high for a ball. 1-0. Swing and a miss. And it's one ball and one strike. That one foul back into the screen. So that'll set up for Washington County a do-or-die inning in the top of the sixth, with Burleson County retaking this lead. Now you just got to keep the damage to a minimum here. And that one is down the line, fair ball again. And she's going to second. And it's going to be a double there for Brack. Swing and a miss. And runner takes a break towards third and ends up going back to second. And 0-1 count. Carly Prazel, the catcher for Burleson County. Popped up to first base for first time up. And swing and a miss. 0-2. Right now, the Washington County Key has just got to get some outs here. Swing and a miss, and down on strikes goes Prazel. That's out number one. And I'll bring up Michaela Collins.
Hey, let's go, four. Let's go.
And pitch inside for a ball. And strike called. 1-1. And up high for a ball. Two balls and a strike. And strike call, 2-2. And strike three called, two down now. And that'll bring up Macy Lewis. If you're looking ahead to the bottom half of the inning for Washington County, it'll be Finley Youngs, Paisley Meyer, and Callie Dismukes. And swung on a miss, 0-1. Swing and a miss. 0-2. And swung and a miss down on strikes. And that will retire the side. So we go to the sixth inning. Burleson County leads Washington County 4-3. And we'll be back after we hear 60 seconds from our sponsors. And we'll be back with the top half of the sixth inning after we hear 60 seconds from our sponsors.
Thrivent is a proud sponsor of the Washington County Little League All-Stars. At Thrivent, we believe money is a tool, not a goal. Let us work with you to create a financial approach that reflects your priorities and helps you protect the things that matter to you, like family and giving back. Call us at 979-836-0693 for an appointment today.
Felder's Buy and Buy put the convenience in the term convenience store. When you're in a hurry and don't have time for the hassle of a large grocery store, head to Felder's Buy and Buy at 2111 South Market in Brenham. They offer grocery staples like bread and milk, snacks, fountain drinks, ice, lottery tickets, and top quality Shell gas. Need to cash a check? Take advantage of their check cashing service. And it's so fast. Park right at the door, run in, buy what you need, and say bye on your way out. That's Felder's Buy and Buy, the convenient convenience store.
And back we go here as we're in the top half of the sixth inning. Washington County trailing Burleson County 4-3. Washington County's got a score here to at least once to keep it going and send it to the bottom half of the inning. If they don't score here, then we're coming back tomorrow night for a deciding game. And I think it just went final on the minor boys, and it's Columbus winning 13-3, the final score there. And so Columbus will be the minor boys champions in Washington County, eliminated from that tournament. And so for Washington County here in the top half of the sixth, It's going to be Finley Youngs, Paisley Meyer, and Calidus Mukes to try to get a run here off of Yesenia Herrera, who's pitched a whale of a ball game here tonight. And Young steps in. She grounded back to the pitcher her first time up. And the delivery inside takes it for a ball, 1-0. Right now, Washington County needs some base runners. And next pitch from Herrera. Outside of ball, and it's 2-0. And, of course, too, with that lead coming in here, maybe some adrenaline, extra adrenaline might be flowing. And hopefully Youngs keeps a good eye on these pitches here. You can work her way on. 2-0 pitch, squares away the bunt, pulls the bat back, and it's 3-0. Yeah, they appeal to first that late, and they're not going to give it to you. 3-0 pitch. That one right down the heart of the plate, and it's 3-1 now on Finley Youngs. And 3-1 delivery. Foul back, and it's 3-2 now. And this one, a ground ball to first, and she'll run to the bag, and that's one away. And Paisley Meyer to the plate.
Monty, we need you on base.
And pitch to Meyer, swung on and missed, 0-1. And next pitch, swung on and missed, and it's 0-2. Pitch foul away. That'll hold the count at 0-2. And this one to third. Throw to first. Safe! First baseman couldn't hold on to the ball, and so Washington County has a base runner. And now Callie just mutes the batter. And right now, Washington, main thing is just they got to get at least one run this inning to keep it going. And that one up high, ball, runner going, and throws way high. And she's out. Two down, caught stealing. And so now, Washington County down to the final out. Pitch to Dismukes, taken for a strike. One ball and one strike. And time call.
The ball.
strike two. Two down, or two strikes now. Washington County down to the final strike. And down low for a ball. Two and two. And strike three. That's the ball game, and Burleson County wins it. 4-3, the final score. So that means what? That means we're coming back here tomorrow night. One more winner-take-all game for the tournament championship. And that'll be a 7 o'clock start time, 6:45 pregame here on KWHI. And now that'll send us to the postgame, and we'll send you back to the studios, and let's hear 3 minutes from our sponsors.
Stay on top of your game year-round with the elite baseball and softball training facility, the Batter's Box. Located in the baseball capital of Texas, take part in the 2024 summer baseball and softball camps. All you have to do is go online to register today. And don't forget to book your summer birthday parties while availabilities last. For more info, check them out online, battersboxbtx.com. That's battersboxbtx.com. Good luck to all the area's Little League All-Stars from everyone at the Batter's Box.
We're the B, we're the A, we're the X, we're BHS.
If you're in the Brenham area, don't let the team spirit stop on the field. Load those buses and bring the whole team to Mr. Gaddy's Pizza to continue the fun. There's tons of parking and room for school buses. Bring the team and get the ball rolling at the all-you-can-eat pizza buffet, then show off your skills in their arcade filled with classic video games, Connect Four basketball, and more. Mr. Gaddy's Pizza in Brenham, where your team can eat like champions. Voted best pizza and wings in town. Located just off Highway 290 next to Flamingo Ranch.
Brennan Industrial Group, your hometown waste and recycling company in Brenham, offers a wide variety of services. Residential, commercial, and construction waste removal and recycling. Metal recycling. Portable sanitation. Container rental. Their scrap yard is open Monday through Friday, 8 to 4. Their collection station is open Monday through Friday, 8 till 5, and Saturday, 9 till 1. Big would also like to wish all the Little League players good luck on their All-Star Tournament and special luck to all the All-Stars from the Big family. Brennan Industrial Group, your hometown waste and recycling company.
Would you like to be part of something bigger than yourself or even Brenham? While we gather for worship on Sundays and Wednesdays like most churches, at Christ Lutheran, there is so much more to the story. Like the vast number of lives impacted in our region and beyond are responding to God's love and sharing what we have been blessed with. Want to make a difference or simply be a part of a community that cares about others and relationships? Come just as you are. Christ Lutheran, where everyone fits.
This is Cole Wagner with LaRoche Chevrolet Buick GMC. For 60 years, this community has put their trust in our dealership, and we're here to say that our commitment to our customers is just as strong today as it was when we first opened. Our inventory continues to grow, and our staff is ready to serve with that great customer service you've come to know. Our service and body shop experts are also ready to assist with whatever your vehicle needs may be. LaRoche Chevrolet Buick GMC, your family-owned and operated GM dealership, supporting the local community since 1962, located on Highway 290 West in Brenham.
Hi friends, Crystal Steppen with Bank of Brenham, inviting all of our wonderful customers and community friends to our annual Independence Day celebration. Join us Tuesday, July 2nd from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. at our Brenham and Chapel Hill locations for hot dogs, lemonade, and Bluebell ice cream. Stop by our Brenham location and bid on your favorite dessert item benefiting Adams Angels Ministries. We look forward to seeing you. Bank with Bob in Brenham, Chapel Hill, and Bryan College Station. 836-3332 or online at bankbob.com. Member FDIC.
All right, as we come back here to Mark Chapman Field in Sealy, and a rough night for the Washington County minor girls as they lose to the Burleson County All-Stars 4-3. It was a really close game. Both teams back and forth going at it, but in the end, it was Burleson County with one run in the bottom half of the fifth inning that they were able to get across, and that put the game away. And so tomorrow night, it'll be a winner-take-all game. 7 o'clock first pitch, 6:45 pregame, and Washington County got to regroup, go home, sleep on it, wipe the slate clean and get ready to come back and do it all again for the chance to go to the Section 1 tournament, which the Section 1 tournament is going to be starting July the 5th over in Elgin at the ball fields over there. Meanwhile, let's go ahead and take another break, and we'll continue with more of the post game after we hear another 3 minutes from our sponsors.
Conjuratile Incorporated at 1004th North Park in Brenham is your floor specialist. Conjuratile has been owned and operated by the Conjura family since 1967, and they are avid supporters of the youth of Washington County. The owners and staff at Conjuratile congratulate the Washington County boys and girls for making the Little League All-Star teams and wish them luck during the tournaments this summer. Conjuratile thanks all the coaches, parents, and Little League Association for making this experience possible for our young people. Go Washington County!
Blue Bonnet Petroleum is your distributor for Chevron with Techron gasoline, diesel fuel, and lubricants in Washington County and the surrounding area. No gasoline gives you better mileage than Chevron with Techron. When it comes to buildup, cleanup in your engine, no other gasoline performs like Chevron with Techron. That means better mileage, better acceleration, and better engine protection. Blue Bonnet Petroleum, your Chevron distributor in Brenham at 4181 Highway 36 North. 979-836-2531.
There's one word when you think of La Morelos, and that word is fresh. That's because their meat market offers fresh-cut meat to your specifications. They have fresh produce and freshly made Mexican pastries daily. They serve breakfast tacos and lunch plates Monday through Friday. It doesn't get any better or fresher than at La Morelos. Open 7 days a week, 7 a.m. till 9:30 p.m. Visit La Morelos at 1501 South Market in Brenham. The next time you want fresh, La Morelos wishing all the Washington County All-Stars luck on this year's season.
Are you looking for a new home or wanting to sell your ranch? Pody Real Estate has been active in all aspects of real estate since 1978. They're family-owned and operated in the heart of downtown Brenham with everything from residential and country homes, farms and ranches, unimproved lots, acreage, and commercial property. Visit online at hodyre.com to see their listings or call 836-8532 and receive the professional real estate marketing and representation you deserve. Hody Real Estate, roots for the home team this baseball season.
Insurance, not something you enjoy buying, but if you ever need it, boy, are you glad you have it. Dahman & Associates in Brenham, your local agent for Germania Insurance, can help make buying insurance simple and less stressful. With over 250 years of combined experience, Dahman & Associates will find the best discounts to insure your car or truck, your home, or even your business. To save money on your insurance premiums, contact Dahman & Associates, your trusted local Germania agent at 310 South Bluebell Road in Brenham.
Tieleman Construction and Steg & Tieleman Plumbing, your hometown builder since 1956, have earned the reputation as one of the premier custom home builders in Washington County. They're family-owned and operated and known for their quality of materials, workmanship, and keen attention to detail. For custom residential homes, barn dominiums, remodels, and light commercial construction, choose Tieleman Construction and Steg & Tieleman Plumbing. Visit online at TielemanHomes.com to make your building's visions come to life.
All right, as we come back here on the post game, and Doug Brown with you here on this Tuesday evening? Tuesday. You had to stop and think. When you've been on the road as many nights as we have, it's starting to run together. So we'll do it one more time tomorrow night, coming back here to Sealy. Credit where credit is due. The Burleson County All-Stars came out and took care of business tonight, and their pitcher, Yesenia Herrera, really great job tonight out there in the circle. She kept the Washington County hitters off balanced, and they really struggled against her. And so now Washington County got to reach down deep for tomorrow. And the three coaches out there from Washington County, Summer Dismukes and Sheffer, you don't like to lose. And this is, I think, the first loss for these girls. And so now, this is where you get to see what your team is made of. You learn from this, and hopefully you come back tomorrow, do better, and put yourself in a position to get to the next level if you get a win there. Meanwhile, let's take another break and be back with more of the postgame after we hear another 3 minutes from our sponsors.
BVR Materials, a locally owned and operated company proudly serving Washington County and surrounding communities. They stock locally sourced select fill, general fill, sand, and topsoil. BVR Material also keeps limestone rock, limestone base, 3x5 riprap, and they have access to many other types of material. BVR Material does more than just haul dirt. They do house and barn pads, driveways and roads, ponds, and dozier work. Just call 979-530-5476. That's 530-5476. BVR Materials wish all the Little League All-Stars good luck this season.
Since 1980, K&H Portable Toilets has been bringing clean, convenient, portable, self-contained toilets to this area's county festivals, fairs, concerts, and other special events, as well as your commercial, residential, or industrial work sites. K&H Portable Toilets, a family-owned and operated business, prides themselves in superior service to the community. Call K&H Portable Toilets at 836-0552 or stop by 1201 Highway 105 in Brenham for your next special event or work site. Remember, the job's not finished till the paperwork is done. Go Washington County All-Stars.
Since 1933, we've been your hometown bank, serving you and the community, better banking the way it should be.
Brenham National Bank supports our Washington County Little League All-Star teams. Good luck in your tournaments, and we hope you make lasting memories along the way. Brenham National Bank, member FDIC.
Serving the community, looking out for you at Brenham National Bank. That's what we do.
Enhance your property this summer with steel and steel products from DDM Pipe and Seal in Brenham and Bastrop. Nothing looks better or holds up better than steel when you're building a workshop, a pipe fence, adding a roll-up door, or putting on a steel roof. DDM carries an extensive inventory including angle iron, pipe, flat plate, tubing, roll-up doors, welding supplies, and metal building components. Whether you're a contractor or a do-it-yourselfer, DDM has what you need. See their online catalog at ddmpipeandseal.com. or stop by their location in Brenham or Bastrop.
Washington Animal Clinic, quality veterinary medicine and surgery for large and small animals, supports the youth of Washington County. Washington Animal Clinic is especially proud of the Washington County Little League All-Stars and their coaches. Good luck to all of the All-Stars out there from Washington Animal Clinic, 2100 Highway 36 North in Brenham. Keep your pets and livestock happy and healthy. Visit Washington Animal Clinic, 2100 Highway 36 North, or call 836-4531 to make your appointment.
Start preparing for warmer weather and keep your livestock cool with a new stock tank from Woodson Lumber. They have any size to fit your needs and budget. Woodson Lumber offers a wide range of treated fence posts, barbed wire, and field fence to suit any property size and keep your livestock secured and protected. With expert staff to guide you and high-quality products that cater to your specific needs, Woodson Lumber is your one-stop shop for everything you need to thrive in your farm or ranch. Come visit us today in Brenham, Caldwell, and Lexington.
Hey guys, Eric Benitez here. I'm deeply honored to have been chosen as Washington County's favorite realtor, along with Cedar Frame as the favorite real estate brokerage through the Banner Press. I'm grateful to be blessed with the resources and support to serve our community, and I'm devoted to our local youth and sports. In fact, with your support, last spring we were able to award 4 student athlete scholarships. The real estate market and technology have evolved over the years, so we're doing things a little different when it comes to selling and marketing your properties. If you have any questions about your home's value, please reach out to me, 979-830-3914.
The Blinn College District is proud to support Washington County students on the field, on the court, and especially in the classroom. With the Blinn College Washington County Scholarship, eligible Washington County residents who recently graduated high school could receive up to $1,000 in tuition support during their first academic year. The scholarship is open to part-time and full-time students, and you can take classes online or on any Blinn campus. So learn more today at blinn.edu/scholarships.
And we come back here one more time to Mark Chapman Field in Sealy. And are your kids playing in a real Little League? Little League is the world's largest, most respected youth sports program with nearly 2.4 million children and more than 1 million volunteers in dozens of countries around the world. Little League includes baseball and softball programs for kids ages 4 to 16. There's the Challenger Division program for kids with physical and mental challenges, too. For those adults interested in starting a genuine Little League in your area, assistance is available from Little League International in Williamsport, Pennsylvania. For more information on Little League, visit the Little League website at www.littleleague.org. And that's going to do it for us here tonight. Once again, our final score, Burleson County wins it 4-3. And so we'll be back here tomorrow night one more winner-take-all game for the district championship. And that'll be a 7 o'clock start time, 6:45 pregame here on KWHI. I want to thank Mallory back at the studios for her great work on the boards. Big thank you to you, the folks at home, for tuning in and for all of us here. Oh, and of course, thank you to our sponsors who make our broadcast possible. And for all of us here at KWHI Sports, Doug Brown saying good night, everybody.